It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? So glad to see you. How are you coming with your tying? Your shoe tying? Oh, it took me such a long time to learn. These are heavy shoes. You know what's in this little basket? Some badges. Different badges. This first one is a play badge. It says sheriff on it. See that? That's the word for sheriff right there. You wear that badge if you want to pretend you're playing sheriff. Here's a very fancy badge that a friend of mine loaned me. When you wear that badge, you pretend that you're a delegate to a firemen's convention in Erie. 1904, that badge was made. There's a Navy badge. See the American Eagle up there? And the anchors in the back. Sometimes you can tell who people are and what their job is if you see their badge. This is a captain's badge, a police captain. Can you see the word captain down there? So if you see that on somebody, you know he's a police captain. Here's one with a little D on it. Can you see the D on this one? Right there's a little D, and that means that the person wearing that is in the dental corps, or he's a dentist. Those two bars say that the man who wears that is a captain. And that is an oak leaf. And that man is a major who wears that. Major. See what this says? Waiter number four. If you're going to be a waiter, you could wear that, and if you're the number four waiter, that's yours. This is a police badge. Can you read the word police down here? P-O-L-I-C-E, police. What kind of a badge do you think this one is? P-O-L-I-C-E. Another police badge. I like those police badges. In fact, I have a friend. I think I'll put the waiter number four on. Because I have some four-year-old friends, and I like that number four. Oh, I like number five, too, and number three, and all sorts of numbers. But I have a friend by the name of Officer Clemens, who is a policeman. And he said that he'd stop by a little later, because I wanted you to see his badges. He'll probably have one that says P-O-L-I-C-E on it, and we can know that that says police. Let's look outside and see if he's coming. Out on the porch. I don't see him yet. He's very busy, Officer Clemens is.
Because he helps take care of people. That's what policemen do. He's a very special person. And so are you. You're my special friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Yep, you're my special friend. Well, I guess Officer Clemens was too busy today to come by. But he'll come another time, I'm sure. He's helping somebody somewhere. Hey, wait a minute. There he is. Hey, Officer Clemens. Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you had come by. I want you to meet my friends. Officer Clemens, could we take a close look at your badge here, Officer Clemens? My friends, I think, can read it. P-O-L-I-C-E. Can you read it? Good. And did you read it? Good. Police. We've just learned that. Now, this on the side says Special Patrolman. What does a Special Patrolman do?
Well, actually, you see, Mr. Rogers, our job as patrolmen is to help people be safe. And I instruct other policemen how to help people be safe.
Oh, you give them classes.
Yes, I do.
Well, what are some of the things that they learn?
Well, like they learn how to be direct traffic, help people cross the street, a number of things.
I see. So when you learn things very well, then you're able to teach other people. Sometimes I sing a song called You Are My Friend, You Are Special. I've just sung it with my friend. Officer Clemens sings so well. Would you sing it too today,
yes,
please?
You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend, I like you. Nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me, there's only one in this one time.
You're mighty special, Officer
Clemens.
Oh, there's Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
I heard the rendition of that song, a beautiful rendition, beautiful rendition.
Doesn't he sing beautifully?
Oh, he certainly does. I have a request today there, Officer Clemens. Over in the neighborhood of Make-Believe, they're having a street fair, and they want you to come over and give them a permit.
Oh, a street fair?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd be delighted to.
Could you do that? I'll show you the way.
Please do.
You just follow
me. Is that
me.
Another thing that you do, give permits for
yes,
things?
Yes, I do.
You give all sorts of things. Thanks, Officer Clemens. Bye-bye. So, he's gone off to Make-Believe. The street fair in the neighborhood of Make-Believe. Isn't he special, that Officer Clemens? You. Oh, trolley. I was just about to look for you. Yes. You beat me today. You're getting all set for the street fair in Make-Believe? I thought so. What about King Friday and that Kiss the King booth? Is he still going to have that? Well, I wonder myself. Would you please take us into Make-Believe? We'd like to go with you. In we go to the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Over here, a little further. Yeah. No, I think Beth, On the corner. Yes, that's a good place for the bell.
It's a lovely bell, Your Majesty. It really is.
There will probably be a lot of people who will want to ring it.
Do you mean to tell me that you really are going through with this kiss the king business?
Of course. Everyone enjoys being close to royalty.
And really, people are just going to come up and ring the bell and then kiss
and then
the king?
Kiss the king, that's right. Isn't it a royal suggestion?
Oh, it is indeed, sire. Mm-hmm. Would you like a poem to go with the booth?
A poem for my booth? That's an excellent suggestion.
Well, how about kiss the king, come kiss the king, ring the bell, ring, kiss the king.
Oh, that's an excellent one. You say, kiss the king, come kiss the king, come ring the bell and kiss the king. Excellent. Let's say it together,
let's
please.
Let's do it together.
Yes.
Kiss the king, come kiss the king, ring the bell, ring, kiss the king.
Excellent. Ring the bell, ring, kiss the king.
Most extraordinary idea, Your Majesty. Yes. Really worthy of the occasion, I think.
Yes, thank you. A fine fare it should be.
Oh,
and
I'm
of course,
sure.
You, Miss Emily, will be in the pea room reading poetry to everyone who comes by.
Oh, I like that very much, yes.
Yes, bring all of your poetry books and be prepared to read at random.
I love that. Thank you for the permission.
Yes, of course. And I'll have the pea room with special poetry decoration.
Oh, how lovely.
But now, right now, I'd like you to come to the R room with me for some refreshment.
Splendid. I'd love to.
Yes, I'll have the tea ready if you like.
Do you want me to bring anything?
Why don't you bring just yourself today.
Now, that is really kind. Thank you very much, Your Majesty.
Yes, very good. Into the R room.
Miss Emily! Miss
hey,
Emily!
Hey, what is it?
Oh, Miss
My
Emily.
My goodness, oh. Come on. You look as though you need a bit of help.
It's the top part that's so hard to get on.
Oh, I should think so. Good heavens.
There you are. Thank you, Miss Emily.
What in the world are you supposed to be in that little lot?
Well, I'm supposed to be Lady Elaine's bull.
Well, all I can say is that you look a pretty handsome, sturdy bull. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Emily. It looks all right, huh?
Oh, it looks marvelous.
Oh, thank you. I think it's going to be a wonderful fair, don't you?
Well, I should jolly well think so. What with you as a bull and the king handing out kisses, for heaven's sake. Everybody will remember this fair.
Yes, they will.
Well, I've got to rush now because the king's expecting me in the R room for refreshments.
All right, thank you very much, Miss Emily.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Bull.
Thank you.
Ah. Let's see, I'm trying to get it on myself.
Who goes there?
A bull, Your Highness!
Is that you under there, Miss Emily? I'm expecting you in the R room.
No, no, sire, it is not Miss Emily. She is on her way to the R room right now.
Well, who is under there, then?
It's me, Handyman Negri, Your Majesty.
Prove it to me, Handyman.
Oh, but King Friday, it's so hard to get this thing on and off.
I like to know who's inside costumes.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Oh, there. Good. Now I know. You may put it back on. Farewell, Handyman Negri. Good fare to you. Good fare.
Same to you, King Friday. Thank you, sir.
Oh. Here we go again. Getting a lot of practice.
Where's my bull? Where's
my great... Here I am!
Oh, good. Oh, great. right, let me try.
All
let
right.
me try. Ringing the bull's horns. Come closer. There we go. Into the bull's horns. Good. There it is. Now let's try once more. In you come. Good. There it is. Oh, don't you think it'll be a wonderful game?
Oh, it will be. It will be, cowgirl.
Here I am, the wonderful cowgirl, the wonderful... Uh-oh. There's a policeman. What have I done wrong?
Oh, nothing, Lady Elaine. I asked Mr. McFeely to send him over. I wanted to talk to him.
Oh, boy.
Officer! Oh. Officer!
Oh, officer.
Where are you calling me, lady?
Oh, no, I wasn't there. I never call the cops.
I heard someone calling me.
It was me, officer.
A bull calling a policeman?
It's really a man under here.
It's really a man inside.
I see. This is the neighborhood of make-believe, I gather.
Yes, it is. And what we needed was we needed a permit for a street fair.
Mr. McFeely was telling me that. I have one right here.
Oh, fine.
When is the fair to take place?
Well, it's for tomorrow, officer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You are?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're really nice.
Thank you. We policemen try to help as much as we can.
Hmm. I just thought you took people off to jail.
Are you afraid of policemen?
Well, I sort of was until I met you.
We wouldn't take you off to jail unless you were gonna hurt someone or someone was gonna hurt you.
You mean you really want to keep us safe?
That's right, lady.
You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you.
Thank you.
In the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time.
For a friendship with me, you see.
F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
You mean me? You really mean me?
Yes, you
do. So long.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, officer. Thank you very much.
Oh, talk about being special.
That'd be nice, huh?
Oh, officer,
Yeah, he was afraid.
I used to be afraid of policemen.
Oh, well, they're here to help us. You heard him say that.
I did. Boy, I'm grateful to him. Now you've got your permit?
We've got the permit. Would you like to come on over to the castle with me? And we'll put it up right on the castle wall,
oh,
okay?
Oh, I'd like that. Hey, this is turning out to be a great day. Come along.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Come on, Bull.
Oh, boy. Squeeze the orange juice. Orange juice squeezing. Orange juice
squeezing. Hi, X.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Handyman Negri?
How are you coming along there?
Oh, just fine. I'm trying to get my orange juice squeezer in here.
Oh, well, can I give you a hand?
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Oh, boy, I'm just still remembering that wonderful policeman.
Oh, you met a policeman?
Yeah, and he wasn't about to hurt me.
Oh, no, policemen like people. Here, can you help me get this
in? Yeah, let me give you a hand there. You want to just set it right down in there?
What's that badge you've got on there, X?
Oh, that's an O, and it stands for orange. You know, orange juice.
Oh,
I just thought
yes.
I'd...
Orange juice, freshly squeezed orange juice.
Yeah, that's what it says up there on my banner.
Yeah, that's right.
Freshly squeezed orange juice.
Juice.
Well, good for you, X.
And you're going to be serving it here, right, X?
Well, that's right. I'm going to get my orange, and then I'll just cut my orange in two, and then I'll squeeze it around like that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good in there. I've done my exercises, you know.
Have you?
What exercises?
Well, I always do exercises before I do a lot of squeezing. Yeah, I go like that. Can you do them? Can you do them?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like that? Like that?
Very good.
Yeah.
Out and in and out and in. Now, if you ever have a lot of oranges to squeeze, just do those exercises, okay?
Yeah, fine. That's a good
idea. Hey, that's a great
idea. Just like that. Just like that.
Aren't you going to put up that permit?
Yeah, I guess I better do that right now.
What permit?
The permit for the fair.
Oh.
There it is right there.
Hey, is that ever nifty.
Sure, the policeman brought us to us.
Where are you going to put it?
Well, I was just going to ask you, too, if you could help me find a spot. What do you think?
What about up there?
Can't put it over here. How about over here?
Hey, that's really good.
Huh? Should I move it a little?
Yeah, a little further.
A little more?
Hey, that's perfect.
Right in there?
Yeah.
All
What's
right.
it say?
It says, permit for a street fair.
Uh-huh.
Where the neighborhood, when, tomorrow. Approved by O.C.
That's Officer Clemens.
Yes. Official permit, it says right up there.
Hey, that's nifty.
Isn't
well,
that neat?
I guess we're pretty well ready, aren't we?
Yeah, this is the Kiss the King booth, isn't it?
Oh, yes, here is the Kiss the King booth.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Kiss the King, come kiss the King, come ring the bell, ring, kiss the King.
Oh, I just can't wait to kiss the King. But
oh, look. Look at this, Lady Elaine. Have you seen this?
Let me see.
Daniel's birdie basket.
I want to see, too.
Would you like to try one, Lady Elaine?
Oh, sure. I'm game for anything.
Well, you get on up here now.
Up
That's
here?
That's right. Right up there.
Okay.
Oh, I did it. There we go. Good shot. You did it.
Oh, thanks.
You really did it.
Oh, I love that.
Want to try one next?
Yeah, I'd love to try.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see. One, two, three.
Oh,
it went down.
Oh, well, it isn't easy.
I got it.
I know, and I didn't. Let me try once more.
Try it once
okay?
more? It takes a little practice. Hey,
I got it this
that's
time.
It.
Yeah,
that's
you got it.
It
that time, too. Oh, great.
It's going to be a marvelous
day. Oh, I can hardly wait to squeeze my juice and drink the leftover orange juice.
Hi, Trolley.
Trolley, you be sure to come to the fair tomorrow.
Right, Trolley.
Yeah, be sure to come, Trolley.
Bye.
Goodbye. See you at the fair.
See you at the fair.
So they're getting all ready for the street fair tomorrow. You think you could put one of those little birdies, drop it right in the basket, the way X did? If you missed the first time, you'd try another time. I fish. I got an idea from a 5-year-old girl. She's almost 6. And I thought it might be a good thing for us to do. She made a badge. Here it is. She made it out of paper and put a safety pin at the top. And there it is, a badge. There's the tree with the sunshine. And here she is with some flowers. And over here's her little sister. Down here's a 5. She said, I put the 5 down because I'm 5 years old now. And here's a 6. She said, I put the 6 there because I'm going to be 6 years old next. She made a good badge, didn't she? Well, you and I could make a badge. Put anything on it we wanted to. You might want to put police on your badge, the kind of badge that Officer Clemens was wearing. I think I'll put street fair on this one. Thinking about that street fair tomorrow. This is shiny paper. I'll just cover this little paper with some shiny paper. Oh, you've got good ideas. Sure, you use your own ideas. Now, let's just write street fair on here. S. T. R. E. E. T. Street. F. A. I. R. Street fair. Then we could put some tape on the back. And attach the street fair sign to my other sign. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, a street fair badge. Okay. You make any badge you want. Sure. If you need help, I bet somebody that you live with would help you. It's almost time for me to be off. But we'll sure be together tomorrow when there's going to be something special in make-believe, a street fair. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Doesn't matter what kind of a badge you wear. I like you exactly as you are. You're my friend. You're special. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.